Okay. Next case is 11,145. That's the gentleman from Bulgaria.
It really surprised me there was no opposition.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Nobody there.
Yeah, the, I mean, he did put it back on the same footprint, replaced the mobile home. He's, who knows when he'll get this one built? He's got to sell two properties is what I gathered from his testimony. I wasn't 100% sure.
Where they were.
God bless him. I mean, you know, like Bud said, I can't imagine going to a foreign country with a different language trying to convince a board like this.
No, right.
Going back to his home country, sell his two property, and so he can buy this one, and his daughter's going to go live in Las Vegas. He don't want to live in Las Vegas. He wants to live in the United States.
This home's for him.
Yeah, this home's for him.
He's going to buy this from his daughter?
Yeah, he's bought it on paper, but it'd be 5 years before he can get it.
Oh, you got that much from it?
Oh, yeah. Then when he gets it done, he'll be, so he's going, him and his wife's leaving April 3rd. He bought two tickets and flying back to Bulgaria. He's going to sell the two properties he owns there. Come back here, get that money to get this finished in 5 years and move everything but the two sheds yet. He doesn't know what, he can't move them now because he's got lumber, concrete, nails, boards, hose, hammers, whatever into that with. But he's going to move those.
And the mobile home's not that secure.
The mobile's not that secure. But anyway, oh, yeah. I got it all from him. I read his lips. I can read the lips.
You had an interpreter.
Geez, I'm impressed, Mr. Chairman. I thought you were sleeping there for a minute.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all night.
I can have senior moments. I can have sharp moments every once in a while. That's what I got from it, so if I'm wrong, but.
I think you're right. I think that this guy, he did a very good job.
He done very well. It took me a minute to catch hold of it.
And I just don't I don't know how he's going to, he said he would move those sheds.
Yes, he did.
What happens moving forward? Say we approve this, and he never does anything with that foundation, then nothing ever happens, right?
No, it's just the foundation. Building code don't really.
It's really. He doesn't.
Matter to them. It's just the foundation. Whoever decides to build will have to get a permit.
Right.
He could leave it there forever.
Wow.
Even after he builds?
Even after he builds?
No, the home would have to go.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he doesn't have to build the home.
No.
No, but his intentions is, definitely 4 years.
His intention is to.
He's buying it from his daughter because she's leaving and going, like I said, to Las Vegas, so he is going to buy the property.
Because he did obtain building permits for all of that, but they've expired. He ran out of money.
I remember him saying that.
To not continue.
He's got to go back home to get some money.
Can you put a time limit?
That's how all of this came about. Permit expired and he wanted to go.
Put a time limit on it? No?
I don't think he would go through all this if he didn't have good intentions of building.
Because we would have, if he builds the house, the other has to go.
Right.
I mean, we'll control that.
You can control that?
Yes.
Yeah, and I got to agree with.
He would not get a certificate of compliance until it's removed.
The inspector can go out there and look and see when the house is done. He asks for it and see. He'll say to him normally, how long is it going to take you to get this trailer off the property?
Right.
He'd say, well, geez, I guess 60. No, I'll give you 30 days. If not, they go to the chief inspector, and then she can give them a little more.
Right.
If they need it. But that's the first question they'll ask before they can get a CO or a CC.
And I got to agree with what Mr. Hudson just said. I don't think he's going to go through all this trouble if he's not going to be following it through, you know, trying to fly back home and doing all this. But I think the intention's there. You know, good that he's going to, you know, follow through with it. I'd be able to do, so. Anyway, I have no problem with the gentleman doing it myself.
Is Bulgaria an ally? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
He was tonight, Bud.
Yep.
I guess. Or we were his ally.
Yeah, no, I caught on to him. It took me a couple of seconds to get his.
And it's a shame because his permit cost $838.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what I meant. You know, he's got the intention. He's paying everything. I wouldn't think that he would.
Wow.
I really don't, yeah.
But that's gone because he's got to start all over.
He's got to start that, pay that again.
Another $800.
Back over again.
Right.
So that's $700. Time he gets done.
Plus whatever he's got to, you know, put in.
So I say, I think his intentions are good. I got no problem with it myself. I really don't. Honestly, gosh, I don't. But anyway.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, well, if there's no further discussion then, if the board's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
So what, it's unique because he's building the house?
Yeah. Very unique because he's building that house, cleaning that up and going to move it all.
It's necessary so he, it's necessary so he can build the house?
Yep.
Right.
It's necessary so he can build the house.
Wasn't created by him, but his daughter.
Right. You got one more to go.
Won't alter the essential character. Won't be detrimental.
Yeah. That's
the minimum to afford relief for now.
Yep. You get them all.
Motion to approve.
That's what I thought. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,145. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson again?
Aye, also for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Yeah.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,145 is approved. Next case is